Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World, Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
Lesson 41. The key sentence is
学園祭に行くことができて楽しかったです。
I was able to go to the campus festival, and it was fun.
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. Anna has recovered from her cold and is feeling fine. Today she is writing a thank you email to Kenta, who took her around in Shizuoka.
Listen to the skit for lesson 41. The key sentence is
学園祭に行くことができて楽しかったです。
I was able to go to the campus festival and it was fun.
ケンタ様、お元気ですか？この間はありがとうございました。学園祭に行くことができて楽しかったです。次は東京で会いましょう。Okay,
let's go over the skit.
ケンタ様。Dear
Kenta. In
ケンタ様。
The
様
is an honorific word used after a person's name to express respect. It is more polite than
Kenta-san.
We also use sama after someone's name in the address of a letter, don't we?
That's right.
Ogenki desu ka?
Are you doing fine?
Ogenki
is fine, well, healthy. It is the adjective
Genki.
Fine, healthy, with an honorific
o
before it.
Desu is
a polite expression at the end of a sentence.
Ka.
At the end makes this sentence a question.
What can I say to answer if I'm asked, "Ogenki desu ka?"
You can say, "Yes, I'm doing fine."
Hai, genki desu.
Here you don't use the honorific o because you're talking about yourself.
So we'd say, "Genki desu" instead of "Ogenki desu."
Yes. If you're not doing so fine, you can say,
ええ、まあ。
Yes, I guess. This way, you can indicate you're not doing so fine.
この間はありがとうございました。
Thank you very much for the other day.
この間
is the other day.
は
is the particle indicating a topic or the topic marker.
ありがとうございました
is thank you very much. More literally, thank you very much for what you did for me.
Can we say ありがとうございます here?
No. When we express thanks for what we think was done in the past, we say ありがとうございました。
学園祭に行くことができて楽しかったです。
I was able to go to the campus festival and it was fun. This is today's key sentence.
学園祭
is a campus festival.
に
is a particle indicating the direction of a movement, that is, the place where a person goes or went.
行く
is the dictionary form of
行きます
to go. If you combine the dictionary form 行く and
こと
together and say
行くこと
to go, going, literally, the thing of going, you have changed a verb to a noun.
が
is the particle indicating the subject.
できて
is the て form of the verb.
できます
can do, be able to do, which expresses ability or potential.
The て form of できます is できて. I see.
If you use the て form, you can explain the reason or the cause of what is stated after that. The following
楽しかった
is the past form of the adjective
楽しい
happy, delightful, pleasant. This is a polite expression at the end of a sentence. In closing, Anna writes this way.
次は東京で会いましょう。
See you in Tokyo next time. Literally, next time, let's meet in Tokyo.
次
is next time. Wa is the topic marker.
東京
is the capital of Japan.
で
is a particle indicating a place.
会いましょう
is let's meet. To meet is
会います。
If you change the must part to
ましょう
you're making a proposal.
So, 会いましょう is a proposal meaning let's meet.
Now let's listen to the skit for lesson 41 again. Today's key sentence is
学園祭に行くことができて楽しかったです。
I was able to go to the campus festival and it was fun.
ケンタ様、お元気ですか？この間はありがとうございました。学園祭に行くことができて楽しかったです。次は東京で会いましょう。
Now it's time for Teacher's Teacher, where program supervisor Professor Akane Tokunaga teaches us today's point for learning.
Today we learned 行くことができます, can go, which expresses the ability to do something. Please teach us more about this expression.
Let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
She says,You can express ability or potential if you use the dictionary form of verbs and attach it to
ことができます。
Can do, literally, can do the thing of. Let's make a sentence using
ことができます。
When you say, I can go, I is
私
To go is
行きます。
And its dictionary form is
行く
To this you add
ことができます。
So you say,
私は行くことができます。
I can go. Literally, I can do the thing of going. To turn this into a negative, you change
できます
to
できません。
So I can't go is
私は行くことができません。
You might remember that we also learned the potential form of verbs expressing that you can do something in lesson 35.The potential form of
行きます
To go is
行けます
Can go It basically means the same thing as 行くことができます But 行けます is more casual
That was today's Teach Us Teacher
Next up, we have Sound Words where we introduce words that simulate soundsnoises or behaviors. Today we introduce sound words about feeling refreshed.
すっきり。すっきり。
Might be used to describe a neat and tidy room adorned with only the minimum of essentials. It also can express being refreshed and invigorated, as if you have recovered from being fatigued or suffering of some kind. There's also a similar sounding word that describes feeling comfortable.
さっぱり。
You can say
さっぱり。
For example, after you have washed your face. In today's sound words, we introduced
すっきり
and
さっぱり。
Before closing, Anna looks back on today's events and tweets. It's our corner for Anna's tweets.
I wrote a letter to Sakura-san's grandma instead of an email. Traditionally, you have to write Japanese in vertical lines and from right to left. It was so hard. I will ask Sakura-san to check. Did you enjoy lesson 41? Today's key sentence was...
学園祭に行くことができて楽しかったです。
I was able to go to the campus festival and it was fun.
Next time, Anna will go on a study tour with her university.
Join us again.
さようなら。